Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, happy Saturday. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey, everybody. Go Cowboys!
That's right. She's got her Cowboys jersey on and everything. Well, it's more of a jacket, not a jersey.
And I'm surprised you could see it since it's camo.
I love it. We got Reggie with us as always.
What's up?
Are you rocking Cowboys gear today?
Not right now.
Okay. See, David's got his on too. How about them Cowboys? I am wearing it. You just can't see it. So
Cowboys blue hair though.
Yeah, that's right. I have Cowboys blue hair.
She don't drive no blue hair though. She don't.
And I'm Sybil. We're here taking your AutoFlex Leasing fan text. 877-881-1053 is the number. Or AutoFlex is open right now at both locations. You can reach them. What are those phone numbers, David?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888, 234-1234. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see our great Save Money Monday cars. They're listed under Manager Specials at AutoFlex.com. And if you'd like to, you can even text in or chat. If you hit the website, we'll chat with you. It's an easy, easy transaction. That's what it's all about, making it easy, fast, and fun.
That's right. And if you go to AutoFlex.com, you can click on the Facebook link and watch all the videos that we post and all the stories that we talk about. Sometimes people come in on the tail end of a list and they go, oh, man, I missed it. Did my car make the cut? And yeah. So you can go catch up right there at the Facebook page.
Exactly. In fact, I think all of the stories that we're going to do are on the Facebook page. And I've got to mention, there's a couple of really cool videos on the Facebook page. So it's AutoFlex/Facebook. There's a Walmart ad that I saw and I pulled it offline. It has got every movie car that you can imagine in one ad. It's great. All those movie cars. Also, there's a video on there of a car being smashed by a traffic sign while it was driving down the highway. You talk about wrong place, wrong time.
How about that?
Yikes. That sounds like the guy y'all saw on the high five this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This guy's car was hanging out in the lane. It was stopped. He was evidently having problems. He was laying under his car.
Well, I thought he was drunk, really, at first, but we think he's working on the car.
On the overpass, right?
On the overpass,
on
the
big flyover from 635 to...
And it's one lane wide right there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not like it's a big two-lane...
And with all the people that aren't paying attention to their own driving, I wouldn't subject myself to that experience. So we made a 911 call to get some police lights out there behind him.
Yeah, they can go put some cones around him and have some traffic lights. And
not only would I not be under the car, I wouldn't be in the car or on the highway.
Where would you go?
Well, that's
I'd
a good question.
Walking down, I'd walk off the highway and call somebody.
Well, you can't really walk off from that flyover.
Well, I'd be walking down.
It'd be a long walk.
If you're on a passover, like, where are you walking to?
Eventually. But I definitely would call, I mean, I don't know, maybe a police officer could text in and let us know. Is that the right thing to do? Maybe call for assistance so that we have somebody behind us to make sure nobody else takes us out. Maybe he has a suicide wish.
He could have a death wish.
But that's a rough way to go. I mean, what if you just get dismembered?
And dead?
What if you're just mangled?
Yeah.
That'd be a bad one.
Be like operating without a leg.
Yeah.
I want to make another PSA announcement because I spoke to Dexter Thomas, who is one of our previous clients. He gave his car that I was calling about to his daughter, who's in college. And he said, but by the way, I'm in the market for an SUV. So we started talking and learned that he was he's an over-the-road truck driver.
Uh-huh.
But he does regional here to Austin and San Antonio. I said, how's that? How much fun is that? And he said, oh, my gosh, Tammy, you can't believe how people are so dangerous around semis.
Yeah.
He said, you shouldn't drive near us.
Well,
I know, you shouldn't.
You don't want to get stuck behind them, so you always try to gun it and get in front of them and whip over there real fast. But people don't remember that it takes them longer to brake because they're so heavy.
It takes them longer to get going and longer to stop.
And I was on 20 about a month ago. And I thought that a shotgun had gone off directly next to me on the highway.
Was it a Takata airbag?
No, it was no. It was a semi, and he had blown a tire on my side of on the left side of his car, the right side of mine, and I thought it hit my car.
Oh my gosh!
Here's the other thing. He just kept going because he had one good tire on the inside. The problem is it heats up that inside tire, and you lose. That tire will blow out eventually. Mm-hmm. So you got to pull over and get it fixed. But those tires blowing out are crazy.
So if and that's what this man said. He said, if a piece of that hits your car, not only will it damage it, but what if something goes through the windshield? And, you know, he mentioned even that sign. So things fly off of those trucks. Plus, they have a whole lot more weight. So just give them a wide berth, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know, and I mentioned you about, you know, wanting to get around them. I said, so I tried to educate her about how long it takes them to get going and then how long it takes them to stop. So the fact is, be kind to them. They are moving our goods.
That's right.
That could be your big screen TV that you plan to watch the Super Bowl with the Cowboys on
okay.
it. You know,
let's let them get past LA first.
They could be carrying your steak.
All right. So this last week, the scoreboards came out on who won and who lost in the car business in 2018. And some of it was as we would have thought because we can see it in our business. Some of it was a little surprise. One of the biggest surprises was there was actually more cars sold or leased in 2018 than there were 2017. That's crazy because we all expected that it would be there would be less sales in 18.
Why is that? Why did they expect it, and why was it different?
Well, we'll go into it in a story later in the show. But cars are getting better; people keep them longer. There is more leasing, which causes more cars to be sold. So it's sort of a balancing thing about how many leases go out because those are shorter term. There's usually 3 to 4 to 5 years, and so how many of those go out versus how many of them are sold, and then just the raw numbers. People keep cars longer now. We'll talk about that. If you looked at brands, Ford won again, but their sales actually went down 3%. Toyota was flat. They were second, and Chevrolet was third. So Ford, Toyota, Chevrolet in that order, the biggest three sellers of the year. And then the share of business, Fiat Chrysler is the only company that's share of business actually went up. And because of their Ram Jeep business, their share went up 0.9%, which is a lot of vehicles. The big surprise, for me anyway, was that cars and trucks have really, really switched positions. And 69% of every vehicle sold in 2018 was a truck.
Wow.
Yeah, and 31% were cars. That's a 5% change both ways from last year. And if you go back to 2010, 12, back in there, it's a huge change.
So since that doesn't mention SUVs, they would fall into a truck category over a car category, right?
Yes, okay. SUVs are considered trucks. And that's one of the biggest things is people get SUVs instead of cars now.
Yeah.
But that's while gas is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and
you watch that flip around.
The SUVs get about the same mileage a car does now. There's not a lot of difference in mileage. So if you're out there shopping, you get more room and it's enclosed. You don't have to go to a trunk to open it up to get something out.
Right.
You know, it's in the back. So it's just more convenient. Luxury brands, Mercedes still on top, BMW second, Lexus third. BMW actually increased their market share a little bit. Lexus and Mercedes lost a little bit of market share, but they were 1, 2, and 3 that way. Jeep's sales have doubled in the last 5 years.
Wow.
That's crazy. But they build a good product. And for us, the Grand Cherokee and the Wrangler and the Cherokee are all good lease vehicles. So give us a holler and we'll show you how you can save some money on one of those because they've got great resale.
Well, we contributed to that
because yes,
we
you
leased
did.
One this past year from y'all.
Exactly.
Yes, you did.
So Japan cars, made in Japan. About 40% still of every car sold in the United States.
Wow.
I looked at the cars that sell higher numbers than other cars. The biggest increase was the Kia Rio, which really sort of surprised me. Large increase in sales there. If you looked at the compact crossovers, the Chevrolet Equinox, number one seller. And a lot of reason is it's got a lot of good technology and it's huge on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You can really pack a lot of stuff in there. On the sports car side, Mustang still number one, although their share dropped a little bit. Challenger jumped in as number two and then Camaro number three. Hottest of the hot, The F-Series pickup, still the number one seller, but Toyota Tacoma's business was up 24% last year.
Watch out.
That's huge.
Incredible.
They have some of the coolest colors that they do on those Tacomas and Tundras. These, well, I think they're cool.
I always see white ones. Which colors are you talking about?
Oh, they have these strange kind of, they're flat, but they're shiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a flat, military-looking gray, and then they have a blue that reminds me of denim.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I do like that.
Some
that
funky,
sounds cool, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit different colors. Okay, and then a tan that also looks very military. Looks like khaki.
Yeah, the tan does look like khaki. It's almost a khaki color. A couple of fan texts really coming in right now, Autoflex Lacing fan text. We are going to discuss the CES show later in the show. We have an article on that. And we also have an article that will reflect the Toyota Sequoia texture, and we'll talk a little bit about Toyota Sequoia. Right now, I mean, there's so many things that they add to cars these days. So the new cars have so much more technology and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2018, just speaking as, so number one, somebody that's been in the car business his whole life, so I always drive cars, and I like the new stuff. But I want to talk about the stuff that just made us crazy on the new cars, because some of the stuff they add, it's ludicrous.
You don't need it.
No,
yeah.
And it makes it harder rather than easier to drive.
And text in if you have one that we don't have on the list.
Yes. Number one for me, the start-stop.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that.
I do, too.
Why?
Because your car automatically stops when you get to a red light. It turns off, and you're like, what just happened? Oh, hang on. Let me push this button. And you always have to turn it back on unless you hit the disengage. But
No. If you touch the accelerator, it'll come back on automatically.
Oh, but still, like a golf cart.
Oh, I know.
Right. It's just a pain.
It just dies. Every time you're at a red light, your car dies. It makes me crazy.
But same, you can turn that off in every model. I remember Volkswagen, I think, was the first one that I knew it had.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if there was a disengage for that. But mm-hmm. I'm in the market for my new car, and I think I'm getting another Acura, which I'll tell you about later. But it has that, but you can disengage it because I don't like it either. That was the first thing I said. I don't want that.
I think they all have it now, pretty much.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
And they get a higher EPA rating. And the other thing is,
and they get tax credits.
There
I'm
you
sure.
go.
Or emissions. Emissions.
Emissions
they get
credit.
Federal emissions credit, which means they can build some other non-efficient, environmentally efficient and friendly cars.
Okay.
It's a virtual thing.
Autoflex.
It doesn't, there is no, like, it's not a tangible.
Right.
So stupid.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I turn the start stop off every time I get in the car. I hate it.
Yep.
Okay. Number two for me, features on the exterior of cars that don't do anything.
Like what?
Fake portals in the fenders. But the biggest thing for me was the Volkswagen Jetta. Uh-huh. They have chrome tip tailpipes on this vehicle. And that's not where the exhaust comes out. They're just for looks.
Is
no exhaust behind them.
Is that like stuff in your bra?
Yes.
I think so. Okay, so, and this is better than it used to be, but it's still a problem. You can't see out of coupes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that. That's why I whip around the big rigs, because I'm stuck behind anybody in a car taller than me, and I can't see what's ahead.
Yeah, and well, you got the C-pillars, the big...
You
back
can't see
pillars
that, when
that you
turn
go
to
around
look.
The back window,
uh-huh.
Those they block your vision, so you have these big blind spots.
Camaros are bad. The FJ Cruiser was terrible about visibility.
Yes.
You could FJ Cruisers have a much higher resale value if they have the visibility program on them. By the way, the visibility accessory, mm-hmm. It's
like blind spot monitor.
It's a blind spot monitor, and they're worth a bunch more with it.
Things that drove us crazy on 2018 cars.
Infotainment touchpads. Why do you need a touchpad in a car?
I need knobs so I can watch the road.
Yeah.
I know which knob does which function,
mm-hmm.
but if I have to look at a screen to touch it, and then I got to touch and touch and touch.
Yeah. No. I can relate to that because at the radio station, we recently installed a new program on all six of our stations here. So now we no longer push buttons on a board. We push buttons on a screen. So I can't tell you how many times I accidentally double tap and then it like fires off the wrong thing. That always happens. And then it just sounds bad, you know, on the radio because I make a mistake. If we just had our old school knobs and buttons and twizzlers, we could do it just fine. That's my rant.
I'm with you, though.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I don't get it either. I was always told that 85% of the engine wear came from starting and stopping the motor. Aha! I didn't even think about that side of it.
We need some gearhead to tell us.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text coming in from California. Josh, who is a Toyota employee in Carson, California. The colors are cement, cavalier blue, and magnetic blue. Cement is a super rare. We usually only have those in TRO Pros. And so that's from Josh in California, who is a listener and evidently a Tolo.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Thanks for texting in, buddy. Okay, back to the things I hated in 18. Long vehicle names with lots of letters and numbers.
Yes, preach.
The biggest one that I can think of is the Mercedes AMG GLC 63 S Coupe. That's ridiculous.
I know. And how do you tell it apart? Like, when anytime somebody says their car and it's a bunch of letters and numbers, I have no clue what kind of car they have.
How about the step on the Chevrolet pickup truck? They build a step into the end of the bumper so you can get up in the bed without anything hanging down, without any extra equipment.
Oh,
you
that's
just
okay.
Drop the bed and step up. It's so perfect. They're the only truck that has it.
I like
that. I don't understand it.
That was a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Adaptive cruise control. You can get it on most cars, but there are several cars. You've got to buy a really high line of the car, really high trim level, to get the adaptive cruise. Seems like that should be standard.
Mm-hmm. Remember how at first we didn't like it?
Electric vehicles. They say they're gonna drive 240 miles. That's if you live in Southern California and it's 70 degrees outside. You been outside this morning? I promise you your EV won't go as far today as it would in the summer. The Honda Insight, they've been trying, this is a third version of this vehicle, trying to catch the Prius, mm-hmm. and it still sounds like a drone when you get in it and drive it. Horrible. And finally, the Genesis G70. They build a sport model. It's got a stick in it. You would think it would drive great.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It drives like an old sedan. I don't even understand why you would build a sport model and put a stick in it if it wasn't going to drive like a sports car.
Right.
I'm done. Huh. I'm done. That
the
was my
stick
rant.
The stick doesn't just make it sporty.
You're right. I mean, it makes it more fun to drive, that's for sure.
For some people, if you want to multitask, it's not so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to hold a cup of coffee and shift, that doesn't work.
Yes, indeed. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Reggie, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is our number. You can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts or call Autoflex because they're open right now. Both numbers are...
any local area code and then 234-1234-888-234-1234. If you are out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can learn about leasing, learn about buying. You can learn all kinds of things because there's actually something other than pictures of cars and prices at autoflex.com. So if you want to see how those work, all that kind of thing, you can do that right there at autoflex.com. You can also see our Save Money Monday cars. I'm going to mention just a couple. 2015 Toyota Highlander LE Plus V6, $319 a month on a flex buy.
Wow.
That is crazy, crazy good on a great vehicle, Toyota Highlander. How about an F-150 Ford XLT for only $359 a month? That is an 18 Ford F-150 XLT. Again, that's a flex buy. And finally, if you want to save a whole lot of money, how about a 2017 Ford Fusion Hybrid SE? Only $209 a month on flex buy. Now, you can see all the details on the flex buys right there at autoflex.com or give us a call on the 888-234-1234 number and ask them to explain all the details, and they'll be glad to give them to you. You can save some serious money on those cars.
Indeed.
I got to mention, last night, too, Ron Emmert was in and wanted to see Tammy and I because Ron listens every Saturday.
Hey, Ron.
And so Ron and his wife, Sally, got their fourth vehicle from us, from Russell Kinney out of our Arlington office.
He got a Ram.
He got a big Ram. Yeah, with a turbo.
Don't say Ram today. That's off limits today.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a bad word today. But
he got one of those pickups.
Kinney.
Yeah, turbo. Yeah. Also, Misty and Jerry Llewellyn got a Rogue, a Nissan Rogue from Brian Roth. Misty and Jerry are longtime Tolos, and they are also big fans of Autoflex, so we really, really appreciate them.
And I want to give a shout-out to Edwin Lee because he emailed me this week, and he was looking for the podcasts of our Saturday morning test drive, which are posted at 1053thefan.com and also at autoflex.com when you right. click on the buzz. And he was like, I know y'all are busy and it's the holidays and David's recovering from surgery, but where are the shows? So, Edwin, we got you. We got you taken care of, and thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, all the shows are now posted on both sites.
He gave a list of dates.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He was missing.
Uh-huh.
We like that.
Yes, we do.
I'm simply amazed.
I was like, we have a listener.
It's so cool.
Yay.
I'm glad you guys haven't given up on us.
That's one.
Yep.
All right, so.
And y'all have some talkers around here.
If you bought or leased a Jeep or a Ram with a turbo diesel in it, in 2014 through 2016, that would be the Echo Diesel Ram 1500 and the Jeep Grand Cherokee. If you have one of those vehicles, you need to go to safercar.gov, see if your car is affected. You can put your VIN number in. If it is one of the affected cars, it is part of the almost $800 million settlement
Cha-ching.
That FCA has reached to pay people back because they cheated on the diesel pollutants coming out of the engine. They put defeat devices in
another
this.
Bosch.
Like
yes.
Volkswagen?
Like Volkswagen.
You think
yeah,
these
yeah.
things are on everything that's a turbo diesel or a diesel.
Yeah, anyway, you could be eligible to up to around $3,000
cha-ching.
In rebate and extended warranty because they're going, if you're one of the affected cars, they're going to put a warranty on there for a long, long time on your engine. Of course, it's a good bet. Diesels don't break very often, but extended warranty and cash back.
The warranty is only for the engine or is it for the entire car?
No, it's for the engine. So 2014 through 16, Echo Diesel Ram half tons and Jeep Grand Cherokees. If you're one of the affected owners, you will have a lot of money coming back and a great warranty.
Now, I'm just do they fix your car also? Like they'll fix that cheat device and give you $3,000 or do they expect you to use $3,000 toward fixing it?
Yeah, the cheat No. The cheat device is a they set that up and it's taken care of now. That's all done. Now they're just paying for damage.
Well, but the cheat device doesn't come off the car. It's or is it code or
it's code and it's fixed.
It's all code.
Yeah.
But the people that were trying to figure it all out, they had to go through, 100 million lines of code?
Yeah.
So for all you coders out there,
that's a lot of code.
Going, that's a big job.
That's a lot more code than they used to get a man to the moon.
That's more
you.
Code than is in a Boeing jet. 747, 7 something.
That's more code.
That's more code than is in a jet, a Boeing jet.
Than is in a Mercedes CLS2 X1
well, that's just a bunch of
G13 that we said earlier.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Good morning, Autoflex peeps. And I'm going to synopsize this a little bit because this customer has two RAV4s. One they got brand new, one they got used, and their family's growing, and they need to get out of one into a bigger vehicle. And he's thinking about trading the one he's driving, the used one, and he's thinking about a Chevrolet Equinox or a Toyota 4Runner. It's according to how much room you want on the inside. The Equinox is going to have more room than the 4Runner mm-hmm. does. So it's according to, and it's also according to whether you need storage room or kid room. It sounds like you need kid room. Now, I think we still owe $17,000 on mine. We'd have to see what yours was worth to see where you're at. But there is no good cure other than finding a car with a rebate to eat up part of your negative equity. And of course, we do that every day because so many people are upside down.
Yeah, if you put it into a lease, when you get to the end of the lease, the negative is gone because you're square, mm-hmm. right? As long as you follow, as long as the terms of the lease match what you're driving, et cetera, right?
Yep.
So then it's done. And you can start fresh. You can either purchase that vehicle at the end of the lease or then go get something else used or do whatever you want. But the negative doesn't go away unless you just keep the car and drive the wheels off of it and, you know, while it's paid for.
Then it'll go away.
But and then you're not negative.
Here's the other thing. The lease, because you're only paying for part of the car, you're not paying for the whole car. The negative that you roll in will not impact the payment as much as if you refinance the car and carried that negative with you or you bought a new car and carried the negative with you. The lease actually saves you a few bucks a month. As far as what the negative impacts the payment.
But the lease isn't the answer for everybody.
No.
You know, it's just a matter of you're trying to get a larger vehicle. You don't want the negative to impact you, but it's going to. It just doesn't disappear. You have to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of you're going to pay it off in a retail or a lease or a balloon or a flex buy.
Yep, exactly.
But come see us and we'll, you know what? We think outside the box.
That's right.
Well, and the other thing is our guys have experience.
Mm-hmm.
So and when they're used to stuff like this.
I mean,
and everybody that calls has got a different problem.
We are conundrum solvers.
That's right.
Autoflex Leasing Fantix, I'm a mechanic, and yes, we have a cage for semi tires. When we air them up, there are YouTube videos of tires blowing up and people's body literally getting blown into hundreds of pieces. Whoa!
Whoa, I'm going to go YouTube it right now.
I couldn't even watch the replay of the poor cowboy getting his leg broken last
week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that made me sick to my stomach.
That looks painful.
I can't watch the Theismann video. You think I could watch that?
No. I love this Autoflex Leasing fan text. It's a great idea. He says, I don't understand why the thing on your radio won't play if you're not wearing your seatbelt. Like, I drive around a lot, and if I'm not wearing a seatbelt, I wouldn't be able to hear my radio. So, like, once it clicks in,
that's genius.
Make sure everybody wears their seatbelt.
You know what? It's like the telephone thing, though. I asked a guy with General Motors one time. I said, I know you can set a car up and a phone up so that the phone won't work while the car's moving. It won't work at all.
Right.
And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, why don't you do that? He said, because we still got to sell cars.
Well, that, and didn't we talk about how the phone companies would all lobby against
it? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And also, what if you're a passenger? I mean, if you've got kids in the back of the car, they want to play on their phones.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Okay, This is Ron. Thanks for the shout out. Okay, Ron Emmert. Hey, good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
How's that truck running? We're not going to call it a... You know what?
Yeah, we can't say that word today. Okay, so we had a texter earlier that had a Toyota Sequoia, and he's had it for years and years. And he said, first thing is it cost $100,000 to replace it, and so I'm not replacing it anytime soon. Mm. And so this last week, a study came out. Americans are holding their cars longer and longer and longer. And a lot of it has to do with cars are better than they used to be. They run longer. They don't have problems as much. There's a number of reasons, and part of the reason is the average car now costs $36,000.
Yeah. Here's why, just my opinion, but you've got to look at the big picture, the entire picture. And when you're working in the car business, you see a lot, especially if you've worked in it as long as David and I. Together, we're older than God, but okay. So the cost of all the technology, there's research and development that goes into that. Okay.
Right.
That doesn't just go away. That gets spread over all the cars. We're all paying for that. But you know, when we talk about these recalls and these billions of dollars these companies are being fined, do y'all think that's coming out of somebody's savings account?
Nope.
Don't you think that money is just passed on to the cost of the next new models?
Mm-hmm. It is.
So that's why it's $100,000.
Well, and the other thing,
they don't pay for their mistakes. We do.
I'm going to get on a soapbox here, but here's the deal. The agreement that FCA signed with the regulators said that they admitted no fault.
Yeah, they still won't admit any fault.
So
I'm sure they're like, well, Bosch did it.
It's like a cash grab by all these government entities, but we end up paying for it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what do they do with that money, these government entities? They waste it.
So Autoflex Leasing Fantex, does Mercedes still make that box-looking SUV thing?
That's the G-Wagon.
It is the G-Wagon, and they've got a new one.
And if you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
Yeah, that is true. But they've got a new one coming out for 19. And that's a car that you should definitely lease, unless you're going to Nairobi and hunt rhinos, because they use them over there for that.
Uh-huh.
But I have a client. It's an amazing car, but it's terribly expensive.
It is really cool, but I have a client who had one. He leased it, and within the first year, it got totaled. Now, it's pretty hard to total a $170,000 vehicle, but somebody who wasn't paying attention and ran through an intersection and T-boned him, and it flipped and skidded like four blocks, he said. I mean, that's how hard he was hit. It totaled the G-Wagon, but he was fine.
Wow.
Lot to be said for that.
He called me. He said, I'll take another.
Yep.
Thank you very much. You know, and the insurance, the gap, everything covered it. So he was not out anything except for the, you know, pain in the rear that it really was that it happened. That's one of the worst things of these accidents, if you don't get hurt, is now I got to start all over.
Okay. So the cars that people keep the longest, and I was not surprised by this at all. Number one, Toyotas. Number two, Hondas. Number three, Subarus. And if you looked at the vehicles that people keep the most, the Sequoia is certainly one of them that people keep a long, long time. Toyota Tundra, Honda Pilot, Toyota Sienna, Toyota Prius, average 16.2 years per owner. So there's a number of vehicles that people keep for a long time. If you want to see that complete list, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page and you can see the list there. Now, The question has been asked a lot in the industry. Is there going to be a Ford Ranger Raptor? Because the Ford pickup Raptor became a really, really hot item. Mm-hmm. And no one knows, and Ford won't say anything about it, but if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see some pictures of them test driving a Ranger Raptor at night. That's what they're doing when they're out testing these cars.
Uh-huh.
They're doing it at night so that nobody really can see the car.
Sneaky.
And the picture, yeah, the picture, you can see Raptor on the quarter panel of the pickup truck, on the back panel of the pickup truck. It's a Ranger Raptor. It's just dark outside.
You know, that's another fail. If you wanted to be secretive, don't put Raptor on it, duh.
But can I say, don't talk to me about a Ranger Raptor till you get your Bronco going?
Yes.
Dang it.
I'm excited about the Broncos coming out for sure.
Did you say Broncos?
Probably. I can't talk. I talk for a living and can't talk. So yes, I'm sure I did say.
She's so pretty.
All right. So we talked about the new things at the CES show that came out this last week, mm-hmm, in Vegas. One of the biggest things was giant screens for vehicles. In fact, there was one 48-inch screen that spanned basically the whole front of the car inside, you know, the dash inside the car. And it gave everything from navigation to time to speeds.
Recipes.
To speed limits. it gave all kinds of stuff. There's a company that does these, and they've been... They're sort of in the background. They do Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
That's the company that did the big screens. But we're starting to see big screens. You know, the Tesla was the first one.
Yeah, theirs is huge.
Well, and it looks like a laptop, basically.
Yes.
By the way, the cool thing they do on that is you can actually do the rearview mirror there. So you can check your center console rather than look up to your rearview mirror, and you can see who's behind you. I think that was good technology. But anyway, the big screens are the biggest thing, and we're starting to see the big screens on really, really high-profit vehicles because they are cool. And they look like iPads, and sometimes they come up from the dash, sometimes they're mounted in the dash, but they're vertically mounted like a portrait would be, you know, not mm-hmm. landscape.
Like an 8?
Yeah, yeah. And they'll attach to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your Waze. You can do your apps. You can do all of that. The biggest thing that came out at CES was the screens. And you're going to see them on everything from Hondas to Fords to Rams. You're going to see them on everything.
So another thing to be distracted by.
Well, and so that is the whole thing. Do you have a screen that's big and that you look at a lot? You're not looking at the road.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
I want to hear from the truck drivers. What do you guys vote for?
Yeah. I didn't know this. A lot of trucks have automated driving right now.
Mm-hmm.
They drive themselves. So that technology is there and has been there.
Can I tell you, so I've been test driving vehicles, and just about all of these newer models have that.
Big screen?
No. Darn it, now
lane
I can't.
Lane Keep Assist.
The Lane Keep Assist, LKA. Like. LKAS. Anyway, so I'm driving, and when that's on, and you know, I fancy myself as a pretty good driver.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know, it is so determined to stay right in the center of the lane that I can feel the little wheel turning within my hands, you know, like, I'm fine. Stop it. I'm still in the lane. Quit trying to, you know, just barely mudge it up. So it's kind of like having somebody nagging at you a little bit. So
yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. I think it would be nice on the tollway,
right,
to help because it's, you know, a little windy racetrack the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see
Autoflex
how it all
Lacing,
turns out. I'll update you all.
Autoflex Lacing Fan Text, is there a way to install a third seat in an SUV aftermarket? The biggest issue you're going to have is anchoring it.
Oh, and the cost.
Yeah, it's going to cost a fortune. It'd be cheaper to trade in your vehicle and get another one because to anchor the back seat to meet federal regulations, crash regulations, you would have to alter the floor of the car. You would have to put supports in that the seat would hook into. It would be very expensive.
Yeah. Or, you know, just do like my buddy Steve Levitt when we all took his VW microbus to the Genesis concert in Oklahoma City at the Myriad back in the 80s.
And put beanbags in
lawn
there.
Lawn chairs.
Lawn chairs.
We just had lawn chairs in there. He had one long one, like a Chase.
Uh-huh.
Several of the, with the little, you know, just the little aluminum ones that don't weigh 5 ounces, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, how stupid were we?
No, back then anything
and
goes.
We fancied ourselves as intelligent. You know, we were in college and all.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. You can call in, let us know what you think, or text us at 877-881-1053. You can call in or text Autoflex at
either 817 or 972 or any darned local area code you want to use. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area is always autoflex.com, where you can see all of our great Save Money Monday cars. And there's some really, really cool cars. How about a 2016 Lincoln MKZ? This car has a sunroof, navigation, blind spot, has the tech package, all of that stuff, $369 a month. That car is a 16 with only 26,000 miles on it. Again, you can get all those details at autoflex.com or give us a call at the 888 number. Tell them you're interested in a Save Money Monday car, and then just pick a great car and look how much money you save.
I would like to give some love to a fan texter who says, I've got my Cowboys gear on while I'm Ubering today, and he texted in a picture of him in a Zeke jersey.
Yep.
And, of course, he's listening to 105.3 The Fan while his people are in the car. So welcome, new listeners.
And his people are back there photobombing his picture. No, nobody in there. That would be funny, though, if you had some people in there and they were like, oh.
Yeah.
Send another one.
Love it. And also another Autoflex Leasing fan text. Let me see where it went because we have so many.
I know, you guys. Thank you.
He says, I'm a Tolo and I leave radio.com on my phone on all day long and 105.3 on in my car, but I can't wait till y'all's shows come on. I just wish it was longer than an hour.
Ah, we appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And here they are doing all these disclaimers and stuff right
so
before we come on.
It's because we tell the truth about stuff.
Because of me.
So, anyway, there was a really good article on the 2020 Ford Explorer, and that versus a lot of other three-row vehicles. Now, first of all, you can see that article at Autoflex's Facebook page, and it's got tons of statistics in there. So, if you're worried about statistics, if you like that kind of thing, if you like the numbers, then go to the Facebook page, read the whole article. It's like four pages long, but it's got a ton of data. The biggest difference, they moved back to a rear-wheel drive. And it gives them a little more storage room that way, and it drives better in bad weather than a front-wheel drive does, especially
why?
In the snow, because it does. And you can also get it in an all-wheel drive.
So
the biggest change is the rear-wheel drive or the all-wheel drive. And, of course, if you live anywhere where it snows, get the all-wheel drive for sure. Again, it's just a lot of data on different vehicles, so I don't want to go through all that. It's got engine specs, towing capacity, that kind of thing. All of that can be read at Autoflex's Facebook page.
Yeah, lots of numbers if you're a numbers guy.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, got my Zeke shirt in, perfect time. Feed him, and it's a picture of a T-shirt with a fork and a spoon in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's because now he's doing double fisting. He's
not
eating with just one hand anymore. He's eating with two.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gobbling.
Yes.
And, the other side of it says stay hungry, and there's a profile of Zeke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So back to CES for one other thing, and this is something sort of new. Amazon is partnering with a number of different manufacturers to make Amazon Alexa available in your car. Now, I've got a car that has voice recognition stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it doesn't really understand the voice as well because it misinterprets what you say.
Right.
My Alexa at home gets it right every time. So basically, Ford, Genesis, Toyota, Lexus, Hyundai, BMW, all are going to have availability of Amazon Alexa with their vehicles. So when you tell it that you need to go to a certain address on a certain street, it will tell you to pass a certain building, you know, pass the Thomas Building, and then take a right. It'll actually know things like that.
It gives directions like I give directions.
Yeah, and it understands clearly what you say, so it doesn't misinterpret things. So that's really a big, big thing, I think, having a voice recognition system that actually works.
I need that because I've always been looking for someone to understand me.
I mean, that's a great idea, but Alexa just freaks me out.
Yeah.
She knows everything. And remember the story when she called somebody and they were talking, all they did was mention somebody's name and she called and recorded their conversation. And thankfully they didn't say anything bad about the person, but
Yeah, because then Twitter would be all up a flutter.
Yeah, I'm not an Alexa girl.
I don't even like Siri. She's always butting in. I'm like, girl, I wasn't talking to you. Yeah. Shut up.
Siri never understands me.
But she comes on acting like she's been listening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's like, hon. I'm like, yeah, nobody's talking to you.
And if you say bad words, Siri goes, I didn't understand that. I know, because sometimes, anyway. All right. So if you're a 911 fan, if you've driven a 911 before, you know they are awesome, awesome cars. They can drive on the highway. They can drive around your neighborhood. Or you can go to the track on the weekend and tear the track up in a 911.
The Porsches.
They have all had the same problem for years. On a wet road, because they are light and they have very wide tires, they tend to hydroplane. And one of the Porsche engineers saw a video of a Porsche hydroplaning and having an accident. And he said, you know, we have got to fix that. And so the new Porsches, the turbos, will come out with something they call the wet mode, which will prevent hydroplaning on Porsches in the 911 when you drive through water. And it's a very complicated situation. They use microphones to measure the sound coming from the wheels as they move through water. They transfer power from front wheels to back wheels and back wheels to front wheels, or from side to side if the car begins to slip, so that the wheels that still have the most traction will be driving the car and be pushing and pulling in the right direction. So it's a really complicated situation. But if you've ever driven one of those, that's a real problem. Because when it rains, I mean, we had one of our employees week before last, had an accident because he was driving a car that hydroplaned.
Yikes.
Any car can hydroplane, though. Right. And I'm sorry, your 911 hydroplaned. You should have slowed down.
Well,
and if
that's
you're that
rich,
you should have a rain car.
That's the other thing. The Porsche engineers, that was one of the things in the article. They said, hey, look, when it's raining, slow down.
Yes. Duh, everybody should.
And imagine how much more it's going to cost. If you're putting microphones down by your tires, you have to make sure they're waterproof. That's a lot of money.
And what did
does that 911s are a lot of money.
What does that sound like? Does it sound like, whoa, whoa, look out here, whoa. I mean, what is it?
Water droplets. It sounds like you're taking a shower.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, back to CES for one more story. And this was sort of, I don't know.
What's the CES, David?
It's a Consumer Electronics Show
Las
Vegas.
Not everybody knows.
Back to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. This last week, a Tesla S was driving in autonomous mode, and it hit and killed a robot. They were offloading robots to go into the show, and one of them wandered onto the edge of the street, and a Tesla nicked it. And killed it.
That's like cannibalism.
So, one of our Facebook fans read the story, and he put condolences to the robot's family.
Yeah, right.
That's great. So the video is on Autoflex's Facebook page?
Yep, it is, with a lot of other fun videos. And here's the other thing on our Facebook page. There's a lot of information about cars that are coming out, new cars, because people have... It's hard. It's really easy to go to a site and see a lot of information about a car, because if you go to Ford, they'll tell you Fords are great. Mm-hmm. If you go to Chevrolet, they'll tell you how great they are. If you go to Toyota, same thing. One of the reasons that people call us at Autoflex is because we are unbiased. And if a car is a good car, we'll tell you it's a good car. And if it's got problems, we'll tell you it's got problems. We'll tell you what the limits are. We'll tell you how well it'll perform in certain circumstances. We'll talk to you a lot about what the resale value is, because the biggest cost in the car is depreciation. Mm-hmm. And some cars depreciate remarkably more than others do, which makes them great bargains sometimes as pre-owned cars, but you would never want to buy one of those cars because it would be terribly, terribly expensive. And if you look at the lease on them, the lease would be more expensive on a car that loses value quickly than it would be on a car that loses value slowly.
Right.
Because of the resale value being...
Right.
So much lower.
Yeah.
You know how you think of something later and you wish you'd said it?
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
Say it.
What did the robot say when the Tesla hit it?
I don't think it said anything.
It
Look
said,
at the
no
video.
Disassembled, no disassembled.
Oh, no, it was Johnny.
Don't you remember?
Johnny 5.
From Wired or whatever that movie was in the 80s?
Even before that, maybe. I don't know what it was called, but it was cute.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. No disassemble.
The other cool thing about Autoflex, David, you were just talking about how it's you're unbiased, and you know if you go to a certain dealership, they're going to sell you on their brand. The other cool thing is at Autoflex, you can drive if you're interested in a Chevy versus a I don't want to say the word Ram.
That's what you did.
Versus a Toyota. You can drive them all side by side by side, and that's the greatest part of it. You don't have to spend all day sloughing around to dealership, wasting a time and trying to get sold something you don't really want. It's all there. One spot, one-stop shopping. Love it.
Also, got a good review from somebody yesterday, and they said they had called several places and felt like they were getting the runaround, and they called Autoflex, and they actually talked to somebody who didn't sound like a salesman.
Yay!
And it's one of our guys, he calls himself a portfolio manager because that's what he does. He manages a portfolio of customers, but he's the most non-salesman guy I ever met in my life, and he's got happy, happy customers.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we appreciate the shout-out.
Our brilliant fan texters. The movie with Johnny Five was called Short Circuit.
Oh, that's
look
right.
at all these.
It's one of my favorites. And they all knew.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think Steve Guttenberg was in that.
That's right.
Yes. Was he? Okay.
So cute.
All right, then. Well, we are about out of time, but if we didn't have a chance to get to your Autoflex leasing fan text, please call Autoflex because they're open right now, 817 or 214-234-1234 or autoflex.com. Up next, the Rangers Hot Stove. With thank you for Reggie and for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Go Cowboys!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.